Okay, we're continuing on the top of page. One second, did we finish Ayin Dalet?
Yeah, I have notes.
Okay, so we're at the top of page Samach Aleph on Os Ayin Hey. The new sheets are in the computer in the office. Haven't gotten printed yet. Lo Mishana Klal Uklal. It doesn't make a difference at all. Magilo Shel Adam, what the age of a person is. Doesn't matter how old you are. Ima Adam Kvar Avad Al Nekudos. If a person has worked on these simple points that we've spoken about already, this feeling that there is a God and there is those who are created, if a person has worked on these points, it's possible for a person to progress further. And if not, you haven't really worked on these points, you should go back to the beginning. And we should base our service on these fundamental true roots concepts. Kol adam shiyavod b'tzurazu, if a person works in this way, both on anochan in a proper way, yargish miyad la'achar shiyusad b'libo v'emuna pshuta b'tzura chay muchosh shizubura, a person will work on the right way, he will immediately feel, once he has implanted in his heart these fundamental beliefs that are simple, but in a way that he can feel it and they're clear. Once you've done this, then immediately you'll feel what? Shechela godol min hakoshiyim shelohen. That great portion of the difficulties that a person has, hu hayamuda kodol muchen, that was known to him beforehand. The problems that you know you were struggling with. For example, as he'll explain later on, let's say you're having troubles with Lashon Hara, you're having troubles with Shalom Bayis, you're having troubles with this and troubles with that, and so many problems in your avodas Hashem. But when you finally work on these fundamental points and you get them into your system to the point that you feel them mamish, then you'll immediately realize that all those difficulties that were challenging you, that you knew about, nelmu, will have disappeared. Olapachas nechaloshel, or at least will have become weakened. That's how important these fundamentals are. And you won't have to have done special work on your shmir salosh, and you won't have to have done special work on watching television or these things. All that is just gone. It's just gone. V'cholzos, and all this is why? Mishum shekosman she'or ha'amuna ha'pshuta eina zereach heitev benefesh oved. As long as the simple light of faith doesn't shine very well into the soul of a servant of God, then the soul of the person is in the dark. There is no shinier, brighter light than simple faith. That's the shiniest light. When that light is lacking in a person's soul, he is lacking the primary, purest light that exists. And the soul experiences sadness and a lack of clarity. Imagine driving on a country road and your headlights are broken at night. Right? You're driving along. You don't know where you're going. Your mama should know where you're going. And there'll be signs telling you where to go, and you still don't know where you're going because you can't see them. You don't have any clarity. It's mamish going without your headlights. Going through life without your headlights. I mean, this world is the dark. That's what galus is. Galus is being in the dark. You know, even though you think you can see what you can see, but you can't see anything. And the emunah, this faith, is what lights everything up for you, and you just don't have it. So after a while, you're getting depressed, you're getting sad. You're making so many mistakes, you're missing this turn, that turn, and you're hopelessly lost. And that's what's the person, that soul needs that emunah to light itself up, and without it, you're in the dark. Even if you can't realize why you're in the dark, it's still true. You don't have to know why you're in the dark. You just know it is a reality, you are in the dark. Even if you don't think you're in the dark, you're in the dark. Right, that's the way it is. That's the reality. Can't change that reality. Nefesh below emuna zaka tahora behira, a soul without belief in Hashem that is clear, that is pure, that is holy, Nechsu es or ha'oros, you're lacking the light of all lights. Es ha'or shal lov tzarech livnos es kol shar ha'oros, the light that is necessary to build upon that all the other lights, which is through Torah and mitzvahs, through the learning of Torah and the fulfillment of mitzvahs. So just reviewing how critically important these points are. Nishtadal besus Hashem lahavir satzvarim. So we're going to try to begin to explain this, to clarify things. Leman yizke kol asher chafes b'munah pshutah v'tahara b'kodesh baruch hu. So that a person who wants this pure and holy faith, pure and simple faith in Hashem, he should merit it. Ubaza yikne es osher amitim, thereby acquiring true happiness. And the fundamental, solid foundation for the entire structure of true service to Hashem. So he continues, and I involve the very interesting idea. We know it says in the Torah, Bereishis bara Elokim es hashamayim ves haaretz, in the beginning Hashem created the heavens and the earth. Haches ches stands for what? Hachafetz chayim zatzal. The Chafetz Chaim of blessed memory said, it's been there thousands of times. Just haven't noticed it. B'chol pam shayim margish chulsha kol shiburuchanis. Whenever the Chafetz Chaim would feel the slightest spiritual weakness come over him. I don't know how we would define that by the Chafetz Chaim. Okay, we wouldn't have the measuring utensils to know what that meant when it happened to the Chafetz Chaim. You know?
What?
You know, maybe if for a moment he didn't love every single Jew at the same time. You know, maybe if there's one Jew that was making his life miserable, and there was like a, maybe lacking a little love. I don't know. I have no way of knowing, but that's the story they tell over. Whatever he felt that his spirituality was a little, it didn't say when he felt he was down in the dumps and he was angry and it was this and that. When it was just a little bit weak. In other words, instead of 100%, it was at 99.9. With us, you know, we recognize it when we're down to zero. You know, I don't go to shul anymore, and I don't daven, and I don't this, and I don't that, and I'm yelling at that. You know, then we, hey, you know, I think I have a problem. You know, like the alcoholic, he doesn't know he has a problem until he's divorced, till he's broke, till he's in hock, till the mafia wants to kill him. Then you know, maybe I have a problem. Chavetz Chaim, like he was doing great, he was davening, he was this, that, but he's on the littlest slacking. So that's why he was the Chavetz Chaim, you see. So whenever he felt that, what would he do to get himself back to 100%. Darko hoiso lachser v'lilmod al yemei ma'aseh bereishis. His way was to review and learn over the first chapter of Genesis, to go over the narrative of the creation of the world. V'lilmod mitoch ha'chumash, and to go inside the chumash, as sidrei uprate ma'aseh bereishis, to go over the order and the details of the creation of the world. Limud bitzura shel pshitus gemura. To learn it in a way of complete simplicity, which in about two pages, on page Samachay, he'll describe briefly what he's talking about. But we're not going to go there yet, it's not time. But that's what Chavetz Chaim do. He would learn it real simple, without Ramban, without Rashi, without any commentaries. Read what the simple words have to say. That's what he did. I don't know how long it took. Maybe 10 minutes, maybe half an hour, whatever it took. And then he felt, okay, I'm back to full thrusters. So Yitamal Adam, a person hear this story, you wonder. Do you think the Chavetz Chaim was lacking the knowledge of who created the world? Would he, God forbid, be in doubt with what's going on? Most certainly not. That's not the problem. So why did he read it? The explanation of these words is that even if a person feels a weakness in one aspect of his Yiddishkeit, let us say in study of Torah or other things of Yiddishkeit, when you begin to feel a little weakness, it's not necessarily, the root of the problem is not necessarily in that area. But the problem's in the root of that area. Yesoda yesodas, in the foundation of the foundations, shu emuna, which is this belief in Hashem. And more than that, we don't mean to say that there's a weakness in the intellectual understanding that there is a God. And God forbid a person should be doubtful in that area, in his intellect, then you're really in trouble. What we mean to say, the weakness is, but that clarity of light of the faith in the heart of the person, the feeling, as we've said many times, is lacking in the person's heart. That this emuna is not alive in a way that you can mamish feel it in the person. That's where the weakness is. So from the root of the roots, which is the emuna, there is a weakness. Then there will spawn forth from that a weakness in the other details of Yiddishkeit, like his study of Torah or any other details they have in this world. If this emuna are the headlights, and the headlights are out, and you're driving in the street, and guess what? You keep going in a ditch. Keep going in a ditch. Keep going in a ditch. I got a problem. I keep going in a ditch. I better stop, be more focused, not go in the ditch. Since that ain't going to help you, man. If you don't get those headlights, you're always going to go in the ditch. Get the headlights repaired. And guess what? You're not going to go in the ditch. That's all. Don't look at the proximate problem. Look at the ultimate problem. And that's no different than that the Chovos HaLevavos told us long ago when we learned about Bitachon, who you put your trust in. And he says, don't look at the proximate cause for what happens to you. Look at the ultimate cause of what happens to you. Don't look at the guy who said Lashon Hara about you. Look at the God who allowed him to say it about you. And ask yourself, why is this happening to you? Why does God want this to happen to you? Always focus on the ultimate cause. That's in Bitachon. And similarly in your Avodas Hashem. In your Avodas Hashem, you're weak. You're talking Lashon Hara too much. You know, why are you talking so much Lashon Hara? There's a problem in your Amuna. The headlights are on. When the headlights are on, you're not talking Lashon Hara about people. So that's critical. So a lot of times you want to work on a specific area. That's not the real problem. That's not going to take care of it. You've got to go a step earlier. And that's, he's going to give examples. Ayin Zayin. Nis Bonein, let us reflect. Vinira, and let us see. Achavetz Chaim shayu migdolei hador mamish. Achavetz Chaim was mamish. He was really from the leaders of his generation. They don't get greater than him. He's at the creme de la creme. Gam hu nag ba'atzmo kein. And look, he conducted himself in this way. Lo rer benashes yesodas apshutim biyoser. To arouse within his soul the most simplistic fundamentals. Lo besichlis v'chakiris amukos, not with intellectual searching and investigations, deep Torah. But rather the most simplistic points of faith. And all this came, through simple reviewing of the verses of the narrative of the story of Genesis. Vistaklus and reflection, mitoch pshitus amukabahem. Very interesting term. And a reflection within the simplistic depth that is in them. It's a simplistic depth. You can go deep in a simple way. Now what's that mean? We'll find out. But, you know, you can go deep in the deepest ways, but then deep in the simplistic way. Right? We don't need to know, as the Medrash says, that the four expressions of darkness and void and emptiness are the four goliaths that we're going to go through during the course of our world, our life. That's deep. What they each reflect, and what, you know, that's really deep, just simple. Reading it simple, but with a depth of simplicity. Depth of simplicity means to understand it deeply, what it simply is saying. You're all wondering, how do you do that? Be patient, you'll find out. Okay, I didn't arrange the order of the books. I can't, you know, I wanted to know what he meant also when I was reading at this point. You gotta be patient. For the safer, you gotta be patient. But that's what the Chavetz Chaim did. He was so great, and it, you know, it's like mamish. Like you go into a cheder, grade one, they're learning Bereishis Bara Elokim, and the way the cheder Rebbe would learn with them. A good cheder Rebbe knows how to teach the depths of simplicity. A good grade one Rebbe will teach with the depths of simplicity, and that's mamish when it comes into the kid's head, and that's when the root is really critical. So the Chavos Chaim went back to Kita Aleph. Says, let's go back to the beginnings. Let's go back to fundamentals and get them clear. Because the Chavos Chaim knew, if I feel a little weakness, it's not a weakness in this area, it's a weakness in my emunah. Even the Chavos Chaim's emunah can need a little improvement from time to time. So what do you mean? You know, it's like a race car driver. Race car driver doesn't need an oil change. He doesn't need to change the tires. Doesn't need a diagnostic. He's got a souped-up engine. It's 10 times better than that. It doesn't matter. It still needs to get checked. There could be wear and tear, and it happens. And Chavetz Chaim knew that as well as anyone else. He didn't need the same depths of correction that we would need, but he still needed something. So, du'u no achim yekarim, you should know, my dear brothers and sisters, shezehu sod gadol mod, this is such a fundamentally important, fundamental point. You should underline this next line. Hanefesh bepnimiyosa hipshuta vechaleika ad lima'od. The soul, inside, the depths of a soul, is so simple and smooth. It's not simple as in a dummy, but simple as opposed to complex. It's just mamish, smooth, in Yiddish, glatt. Glatt. No monkey business, no convoluted logic. Simple and straight. That's what the depths of your soul is. And that's why it craves for simple truths. It craves for simple truths. That's all it's looking for. Simple, simple truths. That's what your soul is. It's the most simplistic, you know, because the depths of the soul knows exactly where it came from. It knows it exactly came from Hashem. And that's as simple and as true as you're going to get. And understands what life is all about in a simple and true way. That's what your neshama is all about. And if that's what your neshama is all about, so what are you supposed to feed it? You don't have to feed complex arguments of the Talmud. It doesn't mean to say it's a time and place to learn the complex arguments of the Talmud on a higher level, on the sixth floor. That's when you start learning the complex arguments of the Talmud. But you got to make sure that the foundation is strong, and the first floor is strong, and the second floor is strong. But when we start at the root level, the depths. See, when you see the Chavetz Chaim being so careful in speaking Lashon Hara, what you're not seeing is the complex simplicity, the simplistic depths of his trust and of his faith in God. That you don't see, because that's the foundation. Nobody sees the foundation. Only the architect knows the foundation. And the bricklayers know the foundation. But the people using the building, they don't even know about the foundation. Chavetz Chaim, you saw, how could he never talk Lashon Hara? He's unbelievable. He's a tzaddik. He's this, he's that, everything about him. And that's what you see. Ooh, I wish I could be like him. I'm going to learn the laws of Shmiras HaLashon. And guess what happens? You start talking Lashon Hara again. Guess it doesn't work. Right? This should really be the next year's Chavetz Chaim Heritage Foundation presentation on this idea. To come back to simplistic depths. The depths of simplicity. When the emunah is there, clear, because that's what the soul craves. When it has it, the foundation is beautiful. So when you want to arouse from inside you that simplistic soul, that's what you're arousing. It's not looking for an intellectually stimulating parsha class. Again, I'm not saying that there's not a place for it. There is place for it. But when we don't have anything on the ground floor, we're just looking for the concrete, straight and smooth. Right? Just all you need is a building level. That's all you need. Keep it simple. Make sure it's nice and level. That's all you need. Kitzurasa betarasa. when you want to arouse that soul the way it was designed in its purity, nitzrich lekach harchava shel hanekudos apshutus biyoser, it requires an expanding of these most simplistic points. Bisus shoresh emun apshuta, which is the basis and the root of simple faith. Reishi sheish bar la'olam. In the beginning, we have to come to the understanding and the feeling that there's a creator, as we explained. That's the first level. There is a creator. Ulachach, and afterwards, bisus hayesod shel bar v'nivro, then the next foundation, fundamental foundation, that there's a creator and a created. Until these words are alive and clear in the soul in a way that you can feel it literally. And the soul recognizes them and feels them and utilizes them every minute, literally. That's how it has to be. So now, in other words, there's nothing, you're never too smart to learn the simplistic depths of Yiddishkeit. If the Chavetz Chaim can do it, we can do it. Nobody here is better than the Chavetz Chaim. If Chavetz Chaim felt that in a moment of weakness, and says, I better go over the first chapter of Bereishis. Simple, simple pashut pshat. So I don't fall any deeper, means we should do that. We should do it too. It's not beneath our dignity to do it. Chavetz Chaim didn't feel it was beneath his dignity. So, you know, we don't have to worry about it. Yeah?
It seems to be just going through, you saw Hilchos Yisrael Torah, step by step, it's just following it and how to fulfill those steps. I mean, it starts off, I have to know Hashem created, and then
that's
you're
it.
Part of the creation.
But that's it.
Yeah.
And then it just goes ahead.
Right.
The Rambam's halacha book. It's a halacha book. It's not a Musar Sefer. These are the points.
I'm saying he's explaining how to get to the...
Again, it's no different than it's not different than the first paragraph of the Shulchan Aruch. Shivisi Hashem l'negdi tamid.
Right.
We've said it all along. But we're not getting it. We're not getting the simplicity that we have to look at it. And we have to feel it. The feeling it. It's not good enough to learn Rambam Hilchas Yisodei
Torah. He's saying, this is the Musar behind the Rambam, so to speak.
Of course.
He's not going to write Musar.
Of course. Ayin Ches, Ayin Ches. Al Yiktan be'einenu lachzer v'linik b'darka shel asaba kadisha Chavetz Chaim Zatzal. You shouldn't make light of this concept to review and conduct yourself like the elder holy one, the Chavetz Chaim. And to what? V'lamo v'liyaset b'kirbeinu asher sheshroshim. To make efforts and to create that foundation inside of ourselves at the root of all roots, shomuna pshuta v'azaka v'tarasa, which is this simple, pure belief in Hashem. As he says, shoresh kala ba'ayot sha'anu makir b'nafshenu, the root of all the problems that we do recognize. I recognize I talk too much lashon hara. I recognize that I'm not careful with my kashrus. I recognize that I'm not coming to shul on time. I recognize I'm not learning enough. I know that. So what's the problem behind it? Berubam shalafanu, in most circumstances, anu makirim v'roim es chitzoni as advarim, we see and we do recognize those externals. Yeah, I sent out a little email to the guys who were in the Rambam class, the group. We had 50 guys in the group. Now it's down to a dozen. So I asked them, so what could I do? What can I do to make it better? What can I do to better times? This and that, you know. So some people wrote. They're honest. They said, you can't change anything. It's my own fault. I'm not coming to learn. It's my schedule, this, my that. You're not the problem, Rabbi. The schedule's not the problem. I'm the problem. So I should write back, that's not the problem. It's your simple faith in Hashem is the problem. That's the problem. It's not the problem that you have another job. That's not the problem. Because if you had another job, you still would understand how important it is to learn. And you would say, well, I got a job. I got a different schedule. I can't learn. That's not the problem. If you had the depths of simplicity of faith of Hashem, you'd say, even though I have another job, I still have to follow. I still have to learn. I still have to download. I still have to do something. Right? So that's what he's saying. What the person identifies as the problem, that's not the problem. What you see is not what you get in Yiddishkeit. Gotta remember that. right? Because all we're seeing is shehem anfei ha-ba'aya, they're just branches of the problem. Ula mikor v'shayrish ha-dvorim b'emes, but the root and the real problem and the real truths, hu penima amuk b'nefesh ha-adam, it is so deep in the soul of the man. That's where the problem is. B'shayrish ha-nefesh ha-shirelis, in the root of the Jewish soul, she-sharashim in Avram Avinu, which is rooted in Avram Avinu, she-called chilas avodasa, the whole beginning of his service, haya emuna, was faith. As it says, ben gimel shanim hikar Avram esboro, Avram was 3 years old when he recognized his creator. That's where the problem is. And if we could address where the root of the problem lies, then, as he said in the beginning, then all of a sudden, these problems are not problems anymore. When your faith in Hashem, you could feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You get another job. You get another kid. Your learning doesn't stop. How does your learning stop? It can't stop. You have to learn. You feel it. Hashem's there. So all you're saying is, I guess I have to work harder. I have to sleep less. That's what you say. But if you're telling yourself, well, what can I do? That's a problem. I have a problem with my learning. It's not a problem with your learning. You think I have a problem watching television. I can't not watch television. It's not a problem with the television. It's a problem with the Muna. It's just not there. You got to go over Bereshis. That's what he's saying. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow, Mr. Shem.